The oil market is spiking given Middle East tensions. I'm David Brancaccio. More now on how financial markets are reading the increased tensions between the U.S. and Iran after President Trump ordered the U.S. military to kill a senior Iranian general late last week. The price of crude oil is up another 1.2% in New York this morning and more than 4% since the attack. The New York price is at $63.80 a barrel, the highest since the autumn of 2018. The European price is near $70.
This is not World War III. And frankly, it's unlikely to be direct war between the United States and Iran, even though the potential for that has certainly increased.
Ian Bremmer is founder of the political risk consultancy, the Eurasia Group. He says this is not a wild gyration, but it will be a new drag on economic growth.
You know, anyone that deals with energy and supply chain, and also, I mean, $5 to $10 is enough to slow down consumption a little bit. It increases prices on goods. So your global expectation for 2020, which was already softening a bit, is likely to soften a little more. And that's kind of the problem we have with 2020, right, is that not only do you have after 10 years of robust economic rebound after the 2008 financial crisis, you also have a geopolitical unwind that is creating what I call geopolitical recession that causes a lot more instability, and you have globalization starting to fragment with the United States and China decoupling their technologies from one another. And the combination of those three things create more downside concerns for geopolitical crises than at any point we've had in, frankly, generations.
There's also, beyond U.S., Iran, also U.S., Iraq, where the Trump administration is threatening economic sanctions amid unruly protests at the U.S. embassy in Baghdad.
This is an impact on oil prices, and our view is that over the course of the year, the most likely outcome is an additional $5 to $10. So it certainly matters, and that's going to have a negative economic impact for those that are affected adversely by higher oil prices. There's no question that support for the United States in Iraq, especially in Shia Iraq, has just done a 180. That's why the State Department has told all Americans to pull out, to leave immediately, and I think clearly that applies to anyone who's working for a major corporation, too.
The Eurasia Group consults with corporations on political risk around the world. After the Dow fell 233 points, or 0.8% on Friday, stock index futures are down this morning. Dow and S&P futures are down 0.6%. The London index is down 1%. It is also the time of year when those who make gadgets and those who buy gadgets turn their attention to Las Vegas. The first consumer electronics show of the new decade opens tomorrow. Here's Marketplace's Sabri Benishour.
There will be around 4,500 exhibitors at the Consumer Electronics Show. Many of them are likely to show off how they're interpreting two incoming technologies.
Principally 5G and AI.
Steve Koenig is vice president of research at the Consumer Technology Association, which puts on the CES. 5G, the incoming superfast wireless network, and AI, artificial intelligence,
will really underpin much of the innovation that we will see transpire this year and, of course, across this coming decade.
Couple of concrete examples. Announcements about intelligent connected electric vehicles, and probably a lot around smart homes.
Think about faucets, bathroom vanities, even toilets becoming connected and intelligent.
Another concrete development around 5G we might see is wireless TV, says wireless analyst Jeff Kagan.
You're going to be able to get pay TV to any device you have using the 5G wireless network.
Finally, we'll probably see upgrades to all the services we now get on our phones, everything from laundry pickup to ride hailing, enhanced by 5G and AI. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.
Hello to 2020 and to all the new Marketplace investors who joined us before the end of the decade. Thank you for being part of this community of donors who believe in the importance of trustworthy, independent news and information. It's your ongoing support that keeps us going strong and helps make people smarter everywhere. Thanks again, and Happy New Year.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
If you caught the Golden Globes last night, you may have noticed something that may have been telling when Taylor Swift came up to present an award. The Globes plugged her forthcoming documentary, the one about her called Miss Americana, not the role Swift played in the Cats movie that's come out to decidedly mixed reviews. Netflix said over the weekend it will release Swift's story later in the year, price tag unknown. And Amazon reportedly has bought the rights to a doc about Rihanna. The price to stand under Riri's umbrella is said to be $25 million. And YouTube just wrote what is said to be the biggest check yet for content, $20 million for a doc about Justin Bieber. In the battle for young audiences, streaming services are hitting a similar note, Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
Last spring, Netflix premiered Homecoming, a documentary about Beyoncé's legendary performance at Coachella. The film is part of a three-month deal Queen Bee signed with Netflix for a reported $60 million. The streaming service also has a Taylor Swift documentary on deck for this year, and Apple TV Plus will reportedly tell Billie Eilish's story for $25 million. Michael Wood is a pop music critic at the LA Times. He says a lot of the streaming services have been building up their business with star-studded dramas like Big Little Lies and A Handmaid's Tale.
The prestige shows on the streaming services, they're generally aimed at an older audience, but this kind of content with pop stars maybe is thought to attract a younger audience.
And you know, young pop music fans are not like regular audiences.
Beyonce!
That's Beyonce's famous Beehive. Taylor has her Swifties, and Rihanna has a Navy. They obsess on social media, show up for concerts, and they have a lifetime of streaming ahead of them. But are music documentaries, even for up-and-coming artists, worth $25 million or more a pop? Eric Hagstrom is a forecasting analyst for eMarketer.
This is certainly a very large concern for Netflix. He's spending a lot more money than anyone else within this industry.
Which is saying a lot, because between Apple, Disney, Netflix, and HBO, it's a content creation arms race out there, fueled by hundreds of millions of dollars.
But again, investors are valuing these companies as growth companies. They're expecting growth, and they're not necessarily paying attention right now to the bottom line.
Michael Wood from the LA Times says the challenge with this strategy is,
if someone really wants to see this new Beyonce doc or this new Rihanna doc, maybe they'll subscribe for a month and see it. I think the question is whether or not they're going to stick around and keep paying their monthly subscription.
That's what Cardi B's life story is for.
Okay.
In Los Angeles, I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.